Welcome to Blueprint Radio. I'm your host, Martin Williams. Here we help you create a blueprint for your life. So let's build.
And welcome to Blueprint Radio. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You may do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. All the links to the podcast can be found at GoddardExpressions.com/podcast with an S, or wherever you are listening to this podcast right now. Excuse me. So today I wanted to talk to you about selling what you have to sell, right? So there's a lot of people out there who are entrepreneurs. We have more entrepreneurs in the world. We have more entrepreneurs in the world than we ever have had, probably in human history, right? So many people are going into the entrepreneurial world, including myself, and out of necessity for the most part, because our jobs are not as financially rewarding or rewarding in other ways. And so if so many people are in entrepreneurial pursuits and have their own business, why aren't more people succeeding? Well, I can speak to my life and tell you why, and in a lot of ways, it mirrors what a lot of people are going through. You know, I've been in business for quite some time. I've been doing websites. I do copywriting. I help people with, getting themselves online and digital marketing and things of that nature. But I wasn't really marketing the way that I wanted to, ironically, or the way that I should have. And it really got me to thinking. I said, why am I not putting everything into this business the way that I know that I could be? I know I could be selling more. I know I could be doing more, but I wasn't doing it. And I was listening to a man by the name of Pedro Adeo, who is in the ClickFunnels community. He's worked with Russell Brunson. He's worked with quite a few people. He's known as the challenge guy. He does a lot of these paid challenges where, you do like 5 or 6 days or, up to 8 days where, he goes live on Facebook every day. And, it basically leads up to him selling a high ticket product, which I purchase. And so, in consuming his content, I realized, I'm definitely not hitting my business as hard as I could be. And there's a scripture in the Bible. It's Proverbs 11:26, I believe. And it says that the people curse the man who withholds his grain, but blessed is the head of him that sells it. And that really just opened my eyes, because I was withholding my services because I didn't see where people were really clamoring for it. And, no one really wants to waste time. No one really wants to do a bunch of things and not get rewarded immediately, right? Even though we know, or at least we should know, that that's not how life works all the time. That sometimes, you sow in one season and you reap in another. And there are 4 seasons, right? In our calendar, there's four different seasons, and each is 3 months. So it may take some time for you. If you sowed something in the plant world, if you sowed a seed in springtime, and you're not gonna see a harvest until the fall, right? And fall is actually known as harvest. My point is that you're not always going to reap in the same season that you sow, but you have to sow if you want to reap. That's just spiritual law, right? And I was violating spiritual law. I was violating it because I was afraid of rejection. I was afraid, people were going to say no, or worse, ignore me, right? And so what we have to understand is that it's not about the numbers. It's not about how many people like your post or how many people like your videos or your podcast or how many people comment. Because it very well may be no one is commenting, no one's liking, but it doesn't mean no one's listening. And furthermore, it doesn't mean that that energy is not going out. And really, that's what it is. Like, we live in an energy-based world. And so you may be putting out a podcast, you may be putting out advertisements, and no one's responding. And the temptation is to stop because, you know, we love instant gratification. But that's really an ignorance, because that energy is going out. Like, energy never dies. And so you may think, okay, well, no one's really responding. You know, these ads aren't working, or this marketing is not working. You know, and I would say, you know, just from a business standpoint, I wouldn't spend a whole bunch of money in marketing at first, especially if you don't have it. I would spend a lot of time posting content and see what resonates with people. Because what you might think is great, other people may not be as enthusiastic about it as you are, and the vice versa is true. You may produce something that you think is trash, but it may resonate with someone. It may touch someone to the point where they want to see what it is that you do. And if you sow sparingly, that is another scripture, you reap sparingly, meaning that if you halfway show up, then your harvest will halfway show up, if it shows up at all. But if you're consistent and you're consistently putting that energy out there, eventually life catches up and it consistently puts that energy back in your lap. So it's not complicated. But in the midst of it, especially, you know, if you're in a position like I am, you know, I'm working full time. And you know, I get to the end of the day and the last thing I want to do is do a podcast, right? Even though I enjoy doing them, even though I really do enjoy recording them, I enjoy preparing for them, I enjoy, you know, the process of doing it. I do enjoy it, but at the end of the day, sometimes I don't feel like it. But that's no excuse. Because there's people who are busier than I am that do it every day. And so it's no excuse for me not to sow. And you know, the bottom line is that I'm violating the law. If I don't sow, then I can't reap. Okay? You can live one of two ways. You can sow your own seed and reap your own harvest, or you can work for someone who's sowing and they pay you out of their harvest, but you don't have your own harvest. So you can live both ways. And neither way is good or bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's really just a choice. If you want your own, then you've got to do it on your own terms, and you've got to sow into your own field, and you have to do so, you know, with the resources that you have now. And they may not be much. You may not have a lot of money. You may not have a lot of time, and you may not have a lot of either. But if you're going to reap, you have to sow. And if you're going to be blessed, then you've got to sell your grain. And if you have something to sell, if you have a service to sell, you got to sell it. And understand that, yes, some people are going to say no. But if you continue to sell, if you continue to put yourself in the marketplace, day after day, week after week, year after year, one day it's going to work. One day someone's going to say, hey, yeah, I'm interested. You know, I want to do that, right? It's, you can't be denied forever. I remember when I was looking for a job, it was some years ago. I think it was like 8-9 years ago. And there were just no jobs to be had. And I kind of chuckle about it now. You have all these people who are, you know, looking for work, all these businesses who are looking for workers, I should say. But I remember a time when I couldn't find a job for nothing. And I went on interview after interview after interview, and I kept getting turned down. And, you know, as it turns out, my job wasn't, my previous job was not giving me the best reference. But even that, excuse me, even that couldn't stop me forever unless I gave up. And what happens a lot of times is that people give up. They give up because, you know, who wants to be rejected time after time? No one does. No one enjoys rejection, right? But, you know, even that is an energy, okay? Because when you reject, when you reject yourself, you're putting that energy out and other people pick up on that energy and they reject you. And sometimes they don't even know why, right? Sometimes they don't even know why. They don't even know why they're rejecting you. But, you know, there's something in you that's rejecting yourself. But when you fully accept yourself, when you fully accept that you are good at this and you have a gift and you have a calling and you have something that can help someone else, when you fully accept that and you fully embrace that, that's when you start attracting the yeses. So that, you know, if there's anything that I wanted to leave with you is, you know, check your heart, check what's going on in your mind. And if there's anything that is not conducive to what your goal is, you've got to reshape that. You got to retool that. And, you know, that negative thinking is going to come out in your marketing, is going to come out in your copywriting, is going to come out in how you speak to people. Okay. Have confidence in yourself, have confidence in your craft. Right? Improve your craft. Always work on it. Always work on whatever it is that you're working on. I don't care what it is. You know, whatever it is you're selling, always work on it and work on improving it. But when you go out into the marketplace, go out into the marketplace with a sense of boldness, with a sense of confidence, and with a sense of, hey, you know, you're going to love what I can do for you. And when you do that, you're going to meet the people that not only can use your product, but need your product. And you can take them to where they need to go. And in turn, you'll go where you need to go. So thank you so much for tuning into the Blueprint Radio podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Blueprint Radio. For more information on Martin Williams coaching and products, please go to guidedexpressions.com or visit me on Facebook as well as Instagram.